Tell you what I want to do tonight. I want to go to Acts chapter 4. Acts chapter 4. Amen. Acts chapter 4. If you have your place, stand with us and honor the reading of God's Word. Acts chapter 4. We'll begin reading at verse 5. Acts chapter 4 and verse 5. We do appreciate the Lord, His goodness. I tell you, they about preached me to death over at the nursing home. And then this morning, but we sure appreciate the Lord and what He does. Amen. Acts chapter 4, verse 5, the Bible said, "It came to pass on the morrow that their rulers and elders and scribes and Ananias the high priest and Caiaphas and John and Alexander and as many as were of the kindred of the high priest were gathered together at Jerusalem. And when they had set them in the midst, they asked, 'By what power or by what name have you done this?' Then Peter, filled with the Holy Ghost, said unto them, 'You rulers of the people and elders of Israel, if we this day be examined of the good deed done to the impotent man, by what means he is made whole, be it known unto you all, and to all the people of Israel, that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom ye crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him that this man stand here before you whole. This is the stone which was set at naught of you builders, which has become the head of the corner. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved.'" I want to preach tonight, if God will help me for just a minute, on "Do It Again, Lord. Do It Again." Amen. As I got to look at this and got to thinking on this, and last Sunday night, I believe it was, we preached over here on Peter and John as they went up to the temple at the ninth hour. And they went up there to worship God. And on the way, they run across an impotent man. A man is crippled in his feet, and he couldn't walk. And the old man, the fellow was a-begging. He entreated them as they went into the temple that they'd give him just a little bit of something. And I will say, old Peter and John didn't have a whole lot to give of this worldly way. But praise God, they had something. Glory to God, it's out of this world. I'm glad I got something. Amen. I don't have a whole lot in this world, but I'm glad I got something tonight that's out of this world. I'm glad I got a power and an influence that moved in and it took up its abode down in my heart. And I ain't quite got over that yet. I'm like old Brother Anderson. I hope I don't ever wake up, and I hope I don't ever get over it, because God Almighty, He is good tonight, and I love Him with all my heart. And we see this, they took Peter and John, and they called them up, and they cast them into jail. They waited until, and the Bible says, it came to pass on tomorrow. The very next day, they brought Peter and John up there, and they began to question and ask them, the high priest, Ananias and Caiaphas, they asked him, they said, "What's going on here?" He said, "Why are you doing this thing?" And when they gathered them together, in verse 7, he said, when they had set them in the midst, they asked about, "By what power or by what name have you done this?" They said, "Well, we want you to tell us what kind of power and by what name do you do this that you're doing?" Because see, Peter and John, praise God, after that impotent man had been made whole, praise God, and he began to walk around and talk around and jump and praise God, amen, things began to happen down around Jerusalem. Things was being stirred up, praise God, down at the house of God and down at their house and every other house around. I'm going to say, when things get shook up at the house of God and the people of God, things get shook up down at your house and down at my house. Things begin to happen, praise God. And God begins to do again that He's done in days of old. Amen. I don't know about you, I'm looking for God to do again that He's done before. I'm looking for God to do again, praise God, in the hearts and minds of our children, praise God, what He did in our hearts and our minds so many years ago. I'm praying, God, please do it again, Lord. Every time I pray, I say, God, do it again, Lord. Amen. Why? You say, well, preacher, why would you say? But so I can give Him the glory. Amen. When God moves on the scene, praise God, I want Him to do it again so that I can give Him the glory. He deserves all my praise. Amen. So they ask old Peter and John here, they bring them up there and they set them in the midst. Now I can just see this. I tell you, I got a vivid imagination. I can see them fellas, they set them up there in the midst. And they gather all around them like a bunch of vultures. And they're looking at them with their beady eyes. And they said, "Why are you doing what you're doing?" And by what name? What they were saying by? What authority do you have to do and to say and to preach what you're preaching? So what kind of authority do you have? Amen? Set them in the midst. They say, well, by what name have you done this? But they didn't realize old Peter is full of Holy Ghost of God. Amen? I said, old Peter, he was full of the Holy Ghost, praise God. And it didn't take him, old Peter, he was rambunctious. He was out to jump in, praise God, wide open anyhow. Amen. Glory be God. Sometimes I wish we could be like Peter. Sometimes I wish we could just jump in, praise God, just go to praising and to worshiping God just because we can. I believe sometimes we sit back and we wait for some kind of a signal. Huh? Sometimes we sit back and we wait for somebody else to jump in, amen, so we can jump in. Amen. And you know what, Brother Rex said, amigo, well, they may be somebody sitting there waiting. You may be a key servant, somebody sitting there waiting on you. Say, Brother Andrew, he shouts one time. I'm going to shout too. Yeah. Amen. But praise God, they're sitting there waiting in the midst. They're looking down their old ecclesiastical beaks at them. Amen. Wondering and questioning within themselves. Amen. What's going on? See, it wasn't Peter and John that they had a question with. But it was the God Almighty that they served, praise God, that they had a question with. See, they were seeing things taking place over in Jerusalem, and they'd never seen it on this fashion before. Amen. They had seen the mighty hand of God, praise God, but they had never seen it on this, they had never seen it close up and personal. I tell you, when the Holy Ghost of God gets to moving close up and personal, praise God, and it, hey, listen, it's just like I said this morning, sometimes it don't make a whole lot of sense. The lost world that we live in, they can't comprehend it. They don't understand what's going on. But praise God, there's a great big God out there. And there's a sweet Holy Ghost of God, a sweet Spirit that moved through God. Amen. It moves from God and it inhabits space and eternity. Amen. I told you a long time ago, I can't figure the Holy Ghost of God out. Amen. Something that's big enough to be God but can live in me. We ever get a hold of that, praise God. Brother Rex, just right, amen. We're going to have us a spell. Amen. It'll be called a Holy Ghost spell. Amen. See, that's what got a hold of John. That's what got a hold of Peter. That's what got a hold of impotent man. Amen. That's what lit old Leroy's heart on fire and put him going down the road. Shouting and a praising and a worshiping God, amen. A jumping and a leaping and a glorifying God. Hey, the Holy Ghost of God ever gets a hold of your heart and you say, I'm afraid for the church today. Because there's not a whole lot of Holy Ghost of God in the church. Amen. Amen. Praise God, He ought to be where we have Him with us. We bring Him everywhere we go, there He is. But if we ain't careful, praise God, I've told you before, we'll put Him in His little box and we'll take Him, amen, if it's convenient. But the Bible says here that old Peter was full of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Said, then Peter, filled with the Holy Ghost, said unto thee. Now watch this, he lays this out. He said, ye rulers of the people and elders of Israel, if we this day be examined of the good deed done to the impotent man, by what means he is made what? Whole. Amen. So what he said, Peter says, okay, said, now let me just get this straight. Said, you're examining me and John. For the life of this man over here. Said, well, why don't you have him? I just said, well, you know, why don't you examine him? Why don't you look at him? Why don't you ask him where he was and what happened to him? Amen? Why don't you examine him? Why don't you ask him, say, hey, young man, what happened to you over there at the gates called Beautiful? Amen? He's over at the gates called Beautiful. He said, I tell you what he'll tell you. He said, hey, some old boys, come by. Amen. Now I can just see if they get him in a room by himself. So that's kind of what they did, Peter and John. They pulled him off by himself. They surrounded him. They began to give him the old hawk eye and begin to question him. Why? What happened to this impotent man? Because he's not what he used to be. Amen. Glory to God. I'm glad tonight, praise God, when Jesus gets a hold of our heart, we're not what we used to be. Amen. Hey, if you're still what you used to be, you ain't ever been changed. Amen. You've never reached up in faith and got a hold of the hand of Jesus. Amen. You ever reached up and get a hold of the hand of Jesus in faith? Praise God. He'll lift you up and you'll be changed. But if they got old Leroy, you know that fella, that impotent fella, I call him Leroy. because his name's Enny. If I could just see him, they got old Leroy and brought him and set him in the midst. They said, Leroy, what happened to you? He said, well, let me just tell you. He said, I was sitting there by the gate called Beautiful with my cup. And I was waiting on the touch of God. I was waiting on somebody to come by. I was saying, alms. Had my beggar's robe on so they'd know I had a right to beg. I was sitting there with my cup and said, I seen these two fellers coming along. Amen. He said, when I seen these two fellers coming up, they was going, and I knew they was headed to the temple, it being the ninth there. They might have a little jingle in their pocket, something they might share. And so I asked them for an alms. What happened then? So, well, they said, they said they focused their eyes on, and they said, look upon us. And they said, silver and gold have I none. He said, them birds is just, they was broker than I was. Said they didn't have no worldly goods, amen. They looked like they didn't have nothing at all. And I thought, well, and they said, well, what happened then? Said, well, I thought that, you know, well, they ain't nothing. They ain't no use to keep a focusing on them. They ain't got nothing to give me. But praise God, he said, you know what? Something took place. He said, look upon us. And said, well, I took my focus off the pockets like a worm, praise God, and I put my focus on their eyes, and I seen down the depths of their soul that there was something peculiar about these fellers. I seen they was something, praise God, that done got a hold of them. Amen. Something began to stir. There was a presence there in that place. I said, fella, you're crazy. You don't know what you're talking about. Hey, amen. I believe that old fella's like you, brother. And he said, if I'm crazy, just leave me alone. Hey, amen. If I'm dreaming, praise God, let me dream on, praise God. Hey, I've never had it so good. Amen. He said, well, what happened then? He said, that old boy, said one of them old boys, said, he said, such as I have, give I unto thee. Amen. They said, well, wait a minute. You done said they didn't have nothing to give you. That their pockets was empty, that they was poorer than you was. Amen. Hey, they didn't even have a beggar's cup. What on earth could they have had to give you? They said, such as I have, give I unto you. But he said they didn't stop there. He said, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. Glory to be God. He said, rise up and walk. Amen. He said, them fellas had some. He said, well, you know good and well that wasn't going to do nothing. Amen. He said, well, I don't know what you got to say about that. But praise God, they was such a confidence there. They was such a persuasion there. They was such an assurance there in their tone, in their attitude. Praise God, I knew that they was something fixing to happen. Amen. I praise God. Hey, let the Lord be heartened in their hearts and lives tonight. Praise God. When we go out to work for the Lord, we've got an assurance that something's going to happen. When we get around folks, they ought to... Hey, listen, I don't know about you. A lot of times when I get around, people run from me. Amen. They'll run and they'll hide. And they'll go... They'll see me coming. They go a different direction. Amen. Because I'm going to give them, I'm going to try to give them something that'll help her heart. Amen. And praise God, they said, hey, listen, hey, from the looks of them fellas, I could see they were something going on. My wife tells me a lot of times when I'm getting ready, that's why she drives me all the time to church and stuff. Because she said, when you're getting ready to preach, when you're thinking about the Bible, the Word of God, she said, you're not here. Said, you're driving along. Said you're somewhere else. Amen. But the first message I ever preached here at Stony Fork Baptist Church, Brother Bill, you remember what it was? Reviving the dead dog. Amen. I was on my way to Pleasant Valley out there to a revival meeting. Davy Shelton was out there then. I was going out that road and I got out there on that long straightaway and there was a little old beagle dog laying right in the middle of the road. I thought, oh, how pitiful. That poor little old beagle dog done got wide track right there in the road. We went on to meeting. I mean, had a good meeting, come back. And as we was coming back, I got back there to where that little old beagle dog was. And he wasn't in the middle of the road no more. He was over on the other side. Over on the berm of the road. And boy, God got the deal in my heart. He said, reviving a dead dog. Boy, he began to give me that message on that Syrophoenician woman. Praise God, she come to the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, oh Lord. He said, would you help my daughter? She said, why should I take the children's bread and cast it to the dogs. Amen. She said, truth, Lord. But said, the dogs like to eat off the master's table. Amen. Glory be to God. And boy, I tell you what a spell. Hey, listen. When I got to that little old beagle dog on the side of the road, that's the last thing I remember. I pulled up in the driveway. Pulled up there and I guess I threw the car in neutral. I don't know. And I just sat there. Sat there for a few minutes. Lisa's like, well, what are you doing? Amen. She started to get out. I was still in another world. Amen. Why? Because God Almighty, He began to move upon me. Began to touch my heart. Began to show me some things. Praise God, the magnificent, precious things of God. How He wants to help me, and He wants to help you. I'll never forget that message. Boy, I prayed, and I pulled in up here that night, or that morning. Never been here before in my life. I mean, I had to look it up, see where it was. I knew it was a Stony Fork Baptist Church in Barnardsville. But I pulled up here, me and Trish come around, didn't know about the ramp, come up here, come in through the front door. And boy, I tell you, God just all over me. I mean, there and I preached on reviving the dead dog. Lord be to God. I tell you, what a blessing from the Lord. I didn't know who was hot water or who was where. But I knew, praise God, that God says it. And I said, oh God, Lord, this is some kind of message. Lord, are you sure? Amen. Are you sure, God, this is what's needed right here today? Amen. And praise the Lord, I preached that message. Praise God. And Brother Bill Bryce, he come off there as soon as I got done. I'll never forget as long as I live. He said, preacher, he said, have you got any more appointments to preach? I said, no, sir, not right now. He said, please don't take none. Amen. Praise God. That's been over 10.5 years ago. Praise God. And God's still coming my own purpose. Praise God. He's still touching my heart. He's still lifting me up. Praise God. And if you could just get just a touch of what I got, God's a helping you. Amen. But the old boy's over there and he says, man, said, you ain't going to believe them fellas. He said, I was standing there and they said, look upon us. He said, I fixed my eyes on them, praise God, and they was something about them. Amen. They were there, but they weren't there. Amen. He said, such as I have, give I. He said, he had something for me. I couldn't see it. See what's wrong with the world today? We're looking for things that we can see with our eyes and get a hold of with our head, and God's not in that. Amen. God's in those things that's unseen, praise God. The things that we can't see of God are the best things of God. Amen. He said, I was sitting there and he said, them old boys said, such as I have, give I unto thee. And boy, I said, he said, in the name of Jesus Christ, he said, boys, I tell you what, he said, I'd heard that name before. He said, I've been sitting there, people have been going in and out of that temple for a long time. Several years, he said, I'd heard that name before. Amen. I'd heard how he'd touched the deaf that they might hear and the blind that they might see. He said, they come by me and they reached out that hand. He said, I looked upon them, they stretched out that hand. And he said, such as I have, give I unto thee in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Rise up. Amen. And he said, you know what? Hey, there was something about that name. Amen. At that name, he said, I automatically start reaching up. I want to say at the name of Jesus, praise God, we ought to automatically start reaching up. Amen. Because I want to tell you this tonight. Praise God, he can reach further down than you can reach up. Amen. If we ain't careful, the devil will beat us down. He'll get us discouraged. He'll tell us just because we're down and we're crippled by this world, we have to stay down. I want to tell you on the authority of God's Word, praise God. He's the Lord Jesus. He's the Lord and the Savior Jesus Christ in heaven that's there to lift you up. Amen. 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 Put your feet on a solid foundation, praise God. Amen. He said, that old boy, he said he extended that hand. Said, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And praise God, he said, when he said that, he said, what did you do? He said, I extended the hand. Amen. Amen. You know, in order for God, for the Lord to do anything for you, praise God, we've got to extend the hand. We've got to move. We make the first move, praise God, and God will do the rest. Right. Amen. But as long as we sit there, like I talked about a while ago, you sit there on your stool to do nothing. Amen. Why should God bless you? Why should God come to where you're at when you ain't trying to get to where He is? Amen. Amen. Praise God. But when we strive, for perfection, when we strive, you know, when we submit ourselves to God and we resist the devil, when we put forth an effort, when we have a desire, when we have a diligence, praise God, to get to Him. Praise God, He'll do wonderful, mighty things for us. Amen. Glory to God. He'll reach down and He'll lift us up. Praise God. He said, praise the Lord. He said, I'd reached out that hand. And he said, next thing I know, I was on my feet. He said, well, son, don't you know that's impossible? You've been crippled all your life. Amen. He said, well, I know that. Praise God. But he said, I didn't question it. He said, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up. He said, praise God, I got up. Amen. He said, I couldn't stay down. Amen. He said, there was something there that reached down in the very depths and the pits of my soul and pulled me up. Amen. Do you remember the day you got saved? Huh? Remember, Brother Rob, you remember the day you got saved? Praise God. At the good God, the glory, Lord Jesus Christ, the Holy Ghost God, reached down the depths of your soul. Praise God. Hey, he looked past the niceness and the filth and the no accountness. Praise God, looked down to where you had, reached down to where you were and got a hold of you. Amen. Picked you up, cleaned you off, praise God. Set your feet on a firm foundation. Amen. Boy, I ain't got over that this morning. That firm foundation, praise God, where He put it that the world can't get a hold of. There's something so firm in the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God. It don't matter what the devil and the world throws at you, praise God. You can stand steadfast, unmovable, by abounding in the work of the Lord. Amen. And giving Him glory all the time. Bless His holy name. And they said, fellow, you're crazy. He said, this ain't possible. He said, it's not scientifically possible. Told you this morning, I preached on that worldly wisdom. Say, worldly wisdom, the doctors, they said, well, that isn't possible. But I want to ask you a question. How many folks sitting here in this church under sound of my voice this morning that some kind of reports come along and doctors, somebody told you, said, well, you know, there's no hope. It's impossible. Amen. Man. I remember when I was a young and they said about me, he said, well, he'll never get saved. He'll never amount to nothing. I tell you what, I ain't nothing, but praise God, He's everything. My friend, and glory be to God, I belong to Him. So that makes me an heir and a joint heir with my Savior. Bless His holy name. Hey, I'm somebody going somewhere tonight. Amen. They asked that old impotent fellow, said, well, what? I said, that don't even make good science. That ain't even good science. What you're saying happened to you. And they said that you was down there at the temple. Amen. He said, yeah, down there at the temple. He said, you was a walking and a leaping, a running and a leaping and a praising God. Amen. He said, yeah. He said, I wasn't the only one. He said, Mom and Daddy was down there too. Had some other folks down there too, praise God, that was jumping, leaping, praising God. Because I got it. Amen. They said, was some people that had seen something, praise God, that they had never seen before. I believe there's a whole lot of our families. If us and our family members could get in, praise God, they could see something in us that they had never thought they'd see or never seen before. Amen. To the Holy Ghost of God moving me and you, praise God, stirring us in a direction He'd have us to go. But praise God, they come down there, they got Peter and John, they gathered them over there, and they said, what about that old impotent man? He said, what about that impotent man? I said, ask him. Praise God, they ask Him these questions. He tells them the truth, praise God. And they examine Peter and John for it. And they say, you know, we can't understand this. But the Bible says that there's a whole lot of them did. Amen. In verse 4, chapter 4, the Bible says, howbeit many of them which heard the word believed, and the number of the men was about 5,000. Amen. So, I got to thinking about this evening. So I believe probably that old impotent man, that fellow had been lame in his feet, who had got strength from the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. He rose up, walked, run, jumped, praised God. I believe he looked at them old Pharisees between beak and bill and said, wait a minute, you don't believe me? He said, I believe they was doing a count, getting the guesstimate up. He said, somebody said there's about 5,000, amen, that heard the same report. Amen. He said, there's about 5,000, praise God, out there is believing the same thing. He said, what are you talking about, you crazy thing? He said, well, I believe what there's about 5,000 out there got help just like me. Amen. Praise God. They was crippled by sin, glory be to God. But they believed and they received strength. Amen. He said, why don't you look around? Don't you know that scared them scribes and Pharisees to death? Don't you know that tore them out of front? 5,000. We thought that's just a few. The other day they was 3,000 and then this potman, and now they say 5,000 more. Amen. See, we can't even begin to imagine, praise God, when we start giving out such as we have. Amen. Do it again, God. Just pour it out on purpose. Amen. Give it out in a liberal fashion, and God does the rest. Amen. Praise the Lord. Remember I told you, old Leroy, his partners come back to get him. Amen. They come back to get him, and he wasn't there. Old Leroy done been healed. Amen. Old Leroy done got up. And he was a running, a jumping, shouting, and praising God. And them old fellas, they thought, man, this is kind of unusual. And then old Peter and John come by and they say, fellas, where'd old Leroy go? Amen. Amen. Old Peter looked at John and said, such as I have. He said, I'm not filled with gold, have I none? He said, but such as I have. Praise God, and it's on again. Amen. Praise God. And you know what happened? That just kept spreading. And that just kept happening over and over. And people got to telling that story. Said, well, what happened? Said, well, so these two old fellas come by the temple. The other day, amen, kind of like us old redneck, come by the temple the other day. And said, we was out there. And said, this old fella was impotent. He was crippled in his legs. And they told him the story, what happened. So they said, silver and gold have I none. Didn't have a penny. They said, such as I have. And God done it again! Amen. Praise God. And every time, Lord be God, can you just imagine? Every old broken-hearted, sin-sick person around the city, amen, got to hearing the Word. Got to hearing God speaking. Amen. That God was in the healing business. Praise God. He said, silver and gold have I none. Can you imagine that old impotent? Let me say this. Can you imagine that old impotent fella? Praise God, he pulled up beside somebody. He's walking along, you know, having him a good... Boy, he's rejoicing in the Lord. And he happens to look over there and see somebody that was maybe in worse shape than he was. Maybe they was blind and crippled. He stopped and does a double take. He goes back there and he says, hey, fella. Amen. Because, you know what they say? He said, you can't really be compassionate until you've been there and done that. Amen. But when you've been there and done that, can you imagine he pulls up, he backs up, does a double take, and he pulls up there. He said, hey, fella. He said, how you doing? He said, I'm doing okay. He said, I'm blind, I can't walk. He said, well, he said, have you got a little something you can give me? And that old impotent old Leroy, he said, silver and gold have I none. He said, I ain't got a thing to put in your cup. But he said, such as I have, give I unto thee. Amen, glory. He said, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. Amen. See what's going on. Amen. You say, God, I may say, praise God. You know what happened? Because when we really get it, we want to pass it out in a liberal fashion. Amen. Everywhere we go, we want God, such as we have. Do it again, God. Such you do it again, Lord, like you've done in days of old. Amen. Peter and John's over there and they're being examined and they said, what do you think about it? By what means was this impotent man made whole? He said, well, old Peter looks over at John. And John said, go ahead. Old Peter pulls out his pocket. He said, silver and gold have I none. Amen. But such as I have, praise God. And here God does it again. Amen. Praise God. I believe there was folks lined up around them old scribes and Pharisees and hypocrites. They was just out for what they could get. And they wasn't looking for the spiritual gifts. They was looking for that monetary gifts. But praise God, the Holy Ghost of God, I believe, moved on there again. I believe God done it again. Amen. I believe he moved upon that place in a mighty power, mighty power of God. How do you know? Because Peter, the Bible said, was filled with the Holy Ghost. Where the Holy Ghost of God is, There's liberty. Where there's liberty, pray, there's saving power. Lord Jesus Christ. And he said, filled with the Holy Ghost, said unto him, ye rulers and the elders of Israel, if we this day be examined of the good deed done to the impotent man, by what means he is made whole, be it known unto you all, and to all the people of Israel, that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom ye crucified. He said, you remember that man you hung on the cross? Whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him, but this man stand here before you whole. Amen. Can you just imagine it? And while he's yet talking, that impotent man, old Leroy, he comes easing over there next to Peter and John. Amen. You know why? Because I believe God's people like reinforcement. Amen. Amen. I believe God. Let me say that again. I believe God's people like reinforcement. Amen. I believe we like to be there. I believe we like to be encouraged. I believe we ought to like to encourage one another. Amen. Praise God. Do again, God. That's what you've done. Amen. And these fellows are gathered together there. Praise the Lord. Oh, Peter and John, that impotent man. You've been made ever whit whole. Amen. There's nothing wrong. Praise God. He's up a walking, leaping, jumping, and praising God. Amen. And God's doing again what he done in days of old. Amen. Praise God. They said, you question us why? He said, if we do it in the name of what authority? He said, it's in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God hath raised from the dead. And I just see in my mind's eye, they said, let's see you do that trick. Amen. Have you ever seen a man raised from the dead? Amen. I mean, praise God, resurrection of life. Praise the Lord. Do it again, God. Do it again. And he said, this stone which you builders have set at naught, this is the stone which was set at naught of you builders, which has become the head of the corner. Amen. He said, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men, whereby we must be saved. He said, Peter says, let me just give you the conclusion of the whole matter. The conclusion of the whole matter is there's no other name given among men whereby we must be saved other than the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. See, there was a time Jesus was a popular name, but Jesus the Christ of Nazareth, they was only one of Him. Amen. Amen. They was only one of Him. And He said, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, but believing on that name, all this transpired for you. All this happened before your eyes. Everything that you've been told happened because of that name.